Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the host of Voices of Woman on Transformation Talk Radio. So today is Christmas Eve. I hope everyone is driving safe and having a great day for the holidays. Today we're going to be talking about clutter, ceremony, and belly intelligence. So how's that for diversity? And I'm tying the relationship between all three. We'll discover the connection between our bodies and our minds today. It's a great time of year, now we're getting to the end of the year, to get rid of the clutter around us so we can focus on what we want to bring into our new year. We can get in touch with that wisdom that's in our body, particularly the belly, our power center, listen to what our body is calling for, and then bring it forth in your life with intention through ceremony. So as you plan for your New Year's activities, I encourage you to add an element of ceremony so you can bring in your dreams for an empowering 2011 through intention and focus. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, and we have a conference every year, President's Day weekend. This year it's February 17th to the 21st. Our theme is Woman Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. And our special guests are herbalist Susan Weed, medical intuitive Carolyn Sutherland, a firewalker teacher Peggy Dillon, Yvonne Oswald speaks on the power of your words, and Marsha Weeder is America's dream coach. If you're looking for a community and connection with others, join us February 17th to 21st in Seattle. Go to womanofwisdom.org to read about all the events and see any special offerings we have. So today my first guest is Jessie Wolfram. She is an accomplished expert on the architecture of effective organizing systems. She's a professional organizer and coaches busy moms towards greater levels of simplicity, efficiency, and confidence. With her combined experience in engineering, professional organizing, massage therapy, and feng shui, Jessie has come to understand that the chaos within manifests in our homes and offices, and she understands that by addressing the root of our challenges, we can bring simplicity and focus into our daily lives. And Jessie will be presenting a workshop on empowering environments organized to change your life at the conference on Monday, February 21st. And you can view her website at www.mysimpletouch.com. Hello, Jessie. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great. So clear out the clutter for the new year.
Yes, I think it's funny to have this conversation on the 24th of December because of so many people who exchange gifts at this holiday. And so one of the things that I love to impart with people who want to get organized is that quite often with receiving gifts, as you open up the gift, especially if it's something that you really are not interested in, you get this kind of feeling in your belly like, oh, no, now I'm going to have to keep this because it's a wonderful gift from this person. So, and I love that you have, at the WOW conference, we're going to be having that belly person come, because one of the great things about organizing is that it allows us to move forward in our futures, and if we pay attention to our bodies, all of the unanswered questions that get addressed in the organizing process can be easily answered by paying attention to how your body responds to the things within your environment, because they really are a wonderful representation of who we are.
Yes, and they affect you, don't they?
They do. They really do. If you look around the space that you're in right now, you're going to see things, objects that bring back any sort of memory, whether it's a wonderful memory or something that even starts to bring stress into your body. And you'll notice that as you scan a room, your body will go through just a huge range of emotions, even subtly, in the back of your mind. So that's just really important to remember when you're trying to get organized, is that you want to be in an environment that empowers you, not one that drains your energy and just makes you feel like you're stuck in the past.
So why is it important to be organized?
It's important to be organized because when you can have an environment that supports you in doing what you feel most passionate about, it is so much easier to really reach towards your goals, to make any sort of difference that you're hoping for, whether it's just in your life or in the life of your family and friends. And without chaos, you can just have a lot more clarity about what to spend your time on. I can't tell you how many minutes a day we waste looking for things, whether it's your keys or your sunglasses or your regular glasses. And imagine if you could just find anything at the drop of a hat and just be able to make that forward progress because you know exactly where it is. And the challenge is when you have clutter in your environment, it's very difficult to find things because there are so many objects within your visual frame. So one of the ways that you can identify clutter is going back to how your body feels. Find things that stress you out or cause negative emotions within you or negative memories within you. And those are the things that you want to keep at a minimum with your environment. And examples are unfinished projects, things that are broken, items from a past relationship or a negative relationship. Those things are definitely clutter.
So I work at home, and I'm visual. I have to see things in front of me, or I'll forget, you know, what's the next, because I got several things going on at the same time. So there's paperwork, and it's on our eating table, which ends up not being our eating table. But when we have company, so I did last night, I get to clean it up, put it away in boxes, set it aside, but I got to bring it back out again because I have to work. And so I'm very frustrated with my system. But I know I get to a level of it gets a clutter where it's so messy, my mind then gets messy and I can't focus. And so I know I've got to clean it up. And then it feels great when it's clean, but then it grows again. What do you do with a person like me?
Okay. Well, first of all, I wanted to say kudos to you because you realize that even though it may not be magazine ready to take a picture of your dining room table, you do have a system in place. You do recognize that you're a visual person and that you need to see things to remember them. And the fact that you can accomplish them because they are on the dining room table, that is the wonderful basis of some sort of system. So I think it's important for anybody listening to recognize that we all will have a completely unique organization system that works for us. And so what might work in one of those wonderful organizing magazines that you see, like Real Simple, it may be beautiful, but it may not be for you. And I know a lot of people get very frustrated because other people's systems don't work in their own lives, and they do take it personally that they're doing something wrong or something is incorrect in the way they think because they can't use it, and that is completely not true. What I would say is pay attention to how you like to use your space. If you like to lay things out because you want to see them, see if there's a way you can translate that into some sort of storage system where you can still see it. One of the things that I love is having clear paper trays that I can easily label. So I might have an entire tray labeled, and I actually do, for the WOW conference. So any ideas that I have will go into that tray. Any articles that I think that could be a good use or ideas, I can write it on a scratch of paper because I'm a scratch paper kind of person and stick it in that tray and find it when I need it.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll try something like that. I find sometimes when I start something new, like I think I'm being logical and where I've always had something and then I clean up I'm start to put things in a logical place, and then when I go to need to find it, my mind goes, where was that logical place I thought was logical? Because I can't find it.
I'm getting used to the, are you referring more towards paper or more towards objects when you think of this challenge?
Both. It doesn't matter. It's when I'm looking for something. Anyway, and well, we just have a couple minutes, so we won't have a whole lot of time to. So we probably shouldn't be talking about me. But I think I'm, you know, like other people. So, is
yes,
there anything?
You are.
So where do you go to find organizing supplies? What do you recommend?
My favorite place to go is, quite honestly, the Container Store. They do have quite a bit of merchandise, both online and in their store. Storables is great if you're in the northwest part of the country. Office Depot, Staples, Office Max, all those stores do have some great office organizing supplies, but they do tend to have higher prices for some things than you might actually find at the Container Store. And if you're a very visual person who likes aesthetic things, I would say check out the Container Store because they will have more variety and style.
Okay, that's great. So you gave me a question of how do you know when you're done organizing, or is it just always a continual process?
It is. It is always a process, and that's something to remember every time you go shopping or to a conference where you receive quite a bit of paper or objects, that when you get home, you have to find a place for those things. And I will tell you, if you leave with that mindset, you're a lot less likely to pick up bags of items. You're a lot more conservative about what you bring home.
And that's a good idea. I really think it is important to pay attention to what you are buying and does this really still serve you. So thank you so much, Jesse, for being with us today. I hope you have a great holiday. You are listening to Voices of Woman with Chris Stainis. So we're going to take a quick break now. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Starfeather about sacred circles and ceremony.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today. Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, Welcome back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Woman. I have Starfeather with us now. Starfeather began Women's Sacred Circles in the Seattle area in the 1990s and has been a constant facilitator, gatherer, and ceremonialist ever since. She owned and operated a New Age store, Starfeather's Gallery, in Edmonds for over 16 years and is known for her art and craft work, including drum making and teaching. She is a reconnective healing practitioner and a trained sound healer facilitator. Currently, she works as a spiritual teacher, channel, and writer, and has a healing practice in Edmonds, Washington. She facilitates the Medicine Shield Retreat, a spiritual quest for women, semi-annually at La Push, Washington, which is on our coast. You can visit her website at www.shimmeringpath.com. Welcome, Starfeather.
Hi, it's great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for calling me for the interview. It's wonderful.
Yes, yeah, so... let's just start with the work you're going to do at Women of Wisdom. You have a workshop called Heart Expansion Ceremony. So right. What's your intention for the workshop?
Well, my greater intention is part of my life path, which is to bring a more loving presence onto the earth, the planet Earth, bring more conscious awareness of our heart center and to walk that in our daily lives. And so out of that deep desire came this call to create a ceremony where I could bring people together and set that intention and use some of the gifts that I have in gathering people together, creating circle and doing ceremony to expand what we call the heart chakra, the love center of our vibrational field as a human being. Does that make sense?
Oh, well, yes, I experienced your work and it's great. Last year I went to, you had a New Year's Eve ceremony and we brought our intentions of what we wanted for the year. We spoke them into the circle and that's great. So tell us about ceremony. What is ceremony for you?
Okay. Well, ceremony is very different from like a workshop in that it's creating a sacred intent. It's creating, it's a ritual that has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And a ceremony, like you could think of a wedding ceremony, it has an intention. So that intention is set in, and it's sacred in that you're connecting with the divine, whatever you would call that, and you're asking for assistance in that. So what I do is I create an energy field by calling in the directions. I'm connecting to the guidance of light beings and the ancestors, those unseen ones, and creating an energy field. And in that place, then, we set our intention and we amp it up using sound, our voices, and singing bowl and so on. And then the vibration of the space amplifies our intention. And then we ground that at the end, and in this case, that our hearts are more open and we're more loving people. And we bring that energy then to a close in the ceremony, but that sense of being that more loving person stays with us then as we leave the space. And that's the intention, is to be love, to be more loving on the earth.
So you mentioned our ancestors. What's the purpose of bringing our ancestors in?
Well, that's a good question, Chris. I think for me, it's really become apparent to me that we're not just independent little people here, each one individual doing our own thing. We're actually connected to this huge web of love and support. And one of the trails of that, you might say, is through the ancestors. And the ancestors, to me, means anybody who we've known, who's died, who's passed on, and also our own lineage, our own grandparents, and great grandparents, and so on. So our people, we're calling in all those people, because I really believe that we are the living dream of those people that came before us. And so they're there to help us and guide us if we will only energetically connect to them. That's why.
And it's about listening. I mean, you really have to set aside any beliefs you might have that, well, I can imagine being in a circle and go, I'm not getting anything. They're not talking to me.
That's one of the beauties of ceremony, especially if you use sound like we use the singing bowl, because that stills the mind. So the busy mind chatter that goes on and sort of is that barrier that keeps us from hearing the ancestors or other guidance. That busy mind can't really keep active. It eventually just gives way to the sound of the singing bowl, and that's why that experience is so powerful. And then we also have our own voices, and drumming also is another wonderful tool, and which I love to use in this ceremony as well. So we have our voices, we have the singing bowl, and we have drums all happening at once, and the mind just can't keep up that barrier, and so that goes away, and then we, in that place, even amongst those sounds, we come to that place of absolute stillness within, and we connect. And it's very beautiful.
Well, does it take practice? You know, like the more you do it, the more you can get into it. Because I would imagine it would take a little time to allow that the singing bowl, the drumming, the singing to quiet that mind.
I think it takes, what it takes is not so much practice as it takes a desire to. I mean, I have people that come who've never experienced anything like that before, and they find that that just by their willingness to show up, the magic of it happens. So if you were going to sit there with your arms crossed and say, oh, this is all bunk, you might not have an experience. But mm-hmm. if you're open to it and your heart calls for it, which that's really why you're there, or you wouldn't have shown up, you know. So it does.
Well, you might have been dragged there. Some people bring their partners, and so they,
right.
They might be coming with their resistance. But do you find that eventually something comes forward for them and they do get something out of it, those that have that resistance?
Yeah, that seems to be my experience. I mean, there's always the exception to that rule, but it certainly is my experience that, you know, if you're sitting in a room full of joy, you're gonna get joyful eventually. it'll just come to you that this is really a beautiful, joyful experience. And if nothing else happens except that you feel a little lighter, a little happier by being there, and if you are one who's what we call a drag-along, you know, just the joy that you gave to your partner by your willingness to accompany them on such an experience, it's a beautiful thing to be open to new ideas like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's about setting yourself aside, too, you know, letting yourself kind of the ego get out of the way, or
right. Well, that, you know, that reminds me of the other really important part of the ceremony that I do is to focus our love on the earth. And I don't think there's any person that I've ever done the ceremony with who couldn't find it in their heart to be able to go to a place in their mind and think of the beauty of the earth. Or that they have experienced, you know, a beautiful sunrise or a waterfall or an eagle flying over the bay or whatever it might be. We all have this amazing connection with the earth. And so that in itself, if we give ourselves the space to think of the beauty of the earth and connect with the earth's loving energy, then we get this amazing flow back and forth, this circle of love flowing that also expands us, the earth's love coming to us as we give our love by these wonderful thoughts of the earth. We're so grateful for the earth that it's easy to open our hearts to the earth.
Yes, or thinking of a pet that you love, you know, so you can always tap into something. So I want everybody to know, again, that Starfeather is going to lead this workshop, the Heart Expansion Ceremony, on Sunday, February 20th, and go to our website to see more, www.shimmeringpath.com. I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. Thank you, Starfeather, for being here. When we come back, we're going to talk with Sheila Kelly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and now I have Sheila Kelly with me. Sheila Kelly has been studying and teaching Middle Eastern belly dance for 13 years. Her instruction is female-oriented, technical, and comes from a perspective that movement is a gateway to the soul. Sheila also holds a master's degree in whole systems design for organizational change and is an experienced educator and facilitator. She has worked with thousands of women, children, and school and nonprofit staff and community members to promote healthy communication and relationships to deal with conflict and build environments where people feel safe, respected, and empowered. Her approach is body-centered and mind-blowing. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you.
So I want to start. I'm just struck by your biography, and when you state movement is a gateway to the soul.
Yeah, for me, and having taught Middle Eastern dance to women for over 10 years, what I notice about movement is it really helps us become closer to who we are as people and as spiritual beings.
And so that connects us to our soul if we're in touch with, when we're moving, we're getting in touch with our bodies. you know, we're more aware of our bodies. And through that, do we get more in touch with our soul, our spirit?
Yeah, in the end, our body houses our soul. We'll say that we're not our body in terms of many people in the spiritual path will say, I'm not my body, I'm more than my body. But it's through our body that we actually experience our soul. We experience it by the way that our body feels at any given moment, whether it feels contracted or constricted, or it feels more open and access, like it's accessing its deeper layers of who we are.
So how did you get drawn to study belly dancing?
Well, I actually, at the time, I live in Colorado, and I was living in Seattle at the time, and I was doing a lot of personal work. I was part of the master's program, the OSR. It's called Organizational Systems Renewal, and it's a program that studies how you create change in human systems. And part of that program was really about the person, the design of the designer, as we would call it. So I was actually doing a lot of personal growth work, and I tried out belly dance just to get more into my body, just to really get to know myself more as a woman, and I loved it. It was so fun.
And so what do you personally gain from it?
A lot of things. One of the things I gain is my body's stronger, and it's stronger in a very an overall way. So the movement helps to strengthen all different parts of my body, but it also helps me to feel the strength and the endurance of my body, but then also the grace and the fluidity, and I really like that. It's like a yin and yang in myself. Power, but where that flows through movement that can be fluid or it could be sharper. So I really like the play of those two polarities.
And it's an art.
It is an art, yeah. I mean, as anybody who studies belly dance, you may have a misperception of it. Most people in America do. You know, it's seen as the art of seduction and stuff like that. But the roots of belly dance is actually from the times when the goddesses were still, there were goddess religions that were worshipped. And most historians think that it was happening all over the world, not just in the Middle East when it first started. And it actually grew out of a way for women to actually commune with the divine. It was a form of prayer. So when you say it's an art, it really is an art. And when a woman learns the technique of it, she starts to loosen up and express from the depth of who she is, from her pelvis, which is where all the movements stem from.
Yes, and you know, you talked about that art of seduction. There's that image of, you see the belly dancers dancing in front of a bunch of men. And so you get that feeling is like, you know, men are there to look at bodies and that whole seduction factor. And the reality is we've had belly dancers at Women of Wisdom perform in our evening thing. It's that witnessing the beauty of the body.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that, you know, belly dancing is pre-written history. So it's long ago that it was being practiced. And the thing about it is that, you know, once the female deities weren't worshipped alongside the male deities, the patriarchal culture actually started to push down the way that belly dancing actually was a power and beauty for women. And then, so it kind of went underground, and it's interesting that it actually survived in the Middle East. But it did, and so then the Middle East continued to do it, and I think what happened there was really that groups of women were together as groups for a lot, and so they actually performed for one another and with one another, and it was communication, it was a way to feel the camaraderie or the sisterhood of it. And then when it came to the West, you know, came to the United States at the World's Fair back in the early 1900s, you know, the woman got objectified in it. Women were seen as objects in that. All along, you know, the women who practice Middle Eastern dance, and most people who see it are actually touched by it because of the grace and the flow and the beauty of the female body.
Yes, it is beautiful. And the movements, you know, some of the hand and arm movements and all the different expressions, there's a lot to be said. And, you know, it's nonverbal, but a lot is communicated, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, it was interesting. When I started dancing, I was all about the hips because it was just so fun to move your hips in the ways that, I mean, thousands of ways you can move them. And then when I started to become a more mature dancer, I realized that the expression exits the body through the hands a lot of times and through the arms. And the whole positioning of the arms becomes the kind of the grace and the elegance of it really gets communicated through there. And what's interesting is that no matter where I'm dancing, I notice that the more that I open up my heart to the audience, the more people respond and relax and open up to the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the beauties of it is, you know, you think of dancers having to be in great shape, and thin and trim and muscular and but in belly dance, it's all shapes and forms that do belly dance. In fact, a lot of belly dancers have a larger belly.
Exactly. I'm a pretty thin person myself, but I do have a belly. And, you know, I have over 50 students, and you could not typecast any of them. And that is the most amazing part of it, is that you can be in any shape and actually still do belly dance, and you can actually get in shape doing belly dance as well. So it is the actual age, all the ages, the shapes, the sizes, the backgrounds, the form that woman takes is represented across the board, and it is, I think, the most beautiful thing about it.
Yes, I remember we had a performance several years ago. You may know the group Children of the Revolution. There's somebody there who belly danced, and she could isolate a muscle. You would see one muscle in her arm or a muscle in her the front of her, not in terms of her belly, but above that, you could see, and it's just like the control of being able to isolate one muscle and make it do that jiggle that you do in belly dancing was mind blowing to me. We were just like mesmerized, like, wow, how can she do that?
Yeah, it is true, and people are always, you know, blown away by it. And I think the other piece is that the body reflects the joy of humanity. You know, like the movement of shimmies or different isolations really reflects joy.
And oh, yeah, and it's so much
the way
fun.
That life dynamic and unfolding.
Yeah. Well, we're so self-conscious of our bodies that we're kind of afraid to move our bodies like that. But when you get into it, you're right. It's fun. And it also, what about the sense of self-esteem that women get from it?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's interesting. Most belly dance teachers will teach in front of mirrors, and I do that too. And a lot of that is because as women, we're always looking in the mirror to see what's wrong with us or what's perfect about us. And once women start to really look in the mirror, there's, you know, 8 to 10 other people, other women in the room. We're all looking at our body to make it move a certain way and to make it move in sometimes a sexual way. It looks sexy in terms of how the movement is happening. But what happens is I think that as we look at our bodies and we start to move in the way that we're being asked to move, it changes our perception of our body and even of ourselves as sexual creatures. I think that what happens is a woman starts to drop into her womanhood for the truth of who we are as women, not the beliefs and not all the impressions that we have in this culture about what we're supposed to be. And something relaxes. And there's one other part to it, too, that I think is really important, which is that it's with a group of women. And most teachers, like myself, will actually try to teach the same group. Like, we try to create groups of women that actually become sisters. And that part of us also relaxes our psyche. And we just have a self-acceptance that's not about having a perfect body, but about being in our body and enjoying ourselves.
Well, and that witnessing, and what you're creating is that safety. So that for the women, so that they can get more into their self-expression and really accept and who they are.
Exactly, and I think the other piece of it, you know, the acceptance and also the way that we then see each other as women, you know, in the culture. Our culture is so competitive, and I think that spills over into women a lot. And when you're working in belly dance, competition can be in there, and it's okay because it's within the larger container of the whole spirit of Middle Eastern dance, which is a spirit of sisterhood, a spirit of accepting us as we are. And I always tell my students, always show up however you are. You don't have to change to walk in the door of the studio. You want to come
That's
just
true.
As you are.
Yeah, they can be themselves. And it's great that you provide that environment. So this is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, Sheila and I will talk about somatic inquiry. Stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm here with Sheila Kelly. First, Sheila, can you give our audience your contact information?
Yeah, my website is www.shimmywithsheikah.com, and that's shimmy, shimmywithsheikah.com.
So great. So let's talk about that belly intelligence. So that's the work you're going to do at the conference, your workshops about belly intelligence. And I love that term because kind of like acknowledging the intelligence we have in our body, particularly the belly. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, it all actually grew out of a combination of my master's degree work around change and how does change happen. And what I saw a lot was people would talk about how they wanted to communicate and relate, but they couldn't walk their talk. Like, they couldn't literally walk their talk. And so after teaching dance for so long and really starting to do some more meditative movement, I realized a lot of us just aren't in our bodies. So belly intelligence is really about the intelligence that lies in our tissue and the way the body can perceive things that the mind can't perceive.
Well, how does it perceive?
Well, I think you know, I try to frame it in three different ways. One is, first of all, the body provides support for us. You know, all the research shows that just simple breathing techniques calm the nervous system and it changes our attitude. It changes what's happening in the moment. So I see the body as a really strong, solid support system for us. It helps us to actually stay present to whatever's happening in the moment. And then the next part of it, the way I frame it, is really the body as history, that every impression we've ever had, even from being in the womb on all the way to today, is stored in our body. It's stored in our tissue as tension patterns, as different impressions about who we think we should be physically, like in our somatic nature. And then, so there's a history is stored there. And the last part is that the body, as I said before, is the vessel of our soul, that it literally houses the soul, our deepest nature, and that we can know ourselves as a soul through knowing our body in a deep way.
So you mentioned about people not really being in their body. And it's true. I mean, there can be so much of separation between our body and our mind, that disconnect that we... And I know the people who are psychic who can see, they see that people are not in their, they're literally like above their body. They're out of their body. The energy of them is not in their body. And so this work you're doing is about, is kind of anchoring them, brings them back in so that we're, to be at one, you know, their soul and our body together, we have to be in our body.
Right. Yeah, and I think the other piece is, you know, our culture is just so logical, so rational, so intellectual. But if you really look at your thinking, if you really start to look at what you're thinking, most of our thinking is what I call ordinary thinking, which is just, it's just a regurgitation of the past. We see the world as we saw it before. And so there's a way that our thinking is not creative. It's not coming from something that's dynamic and unfolding. It's just a recreation of the past. And so what I notice in my own process is that the more that I can just sit in the tissue of my experience, like literally feel what my body feels like, it changes my thinking. It changes the way that I'm literally just running in a circle around a certain issue or challenge that I'm facing.
And don't you think, I can see that. It's like if we bring our mind, kind of lower it in our body and bring it down to our belly, if you can just picture that, that it would change our thinking. Because it would be coming from a different place.
Yep. Different organ. Yeah. And, you know, I even think about, like, the thing that's so astonishing about belly dance is that it literally rises out of the pelvis. And that's our creative center. That's the center of creation in ourselves as women. And so I always say that this approach is a more creative approach to problem solving. And it's not even, the body I think is beyond the issue of problem or no problem, right or wrong. The body just is. And so it brings us out of the judgment, which is always based on history. We judge based on how we were taught to judge things and if right or wrong. So part of the whole piece is to actually help the participants really anchor into the body so that they can actually witness what's happening in the psyche, what's happening in the thinking. Almost take a step back. I talk about it as the silent witness. It's a huge part of the spiritual tradition that I'm part of, the school I'm part of. It's called the Ridwan School. And we use the silent witness a lot to really look at what's happening in this moment. So I'm still staying in tune with it. I'm in touch with whatever's happening. But I'm taking a step back so that I can see how I'm recreating the same reality.
So it's like that you become the observer.
Yes, without leaving the body. And that's the somatic, when I say somatic inquiry. Like, what would happen if I really asked the question of my tissue? If I really said, just start investigating my body, not to come up with an answer, but just to go in and see, well, I wonder what my body has to say about this. What does the tissue say? What is my different parts of my body? I may feel it in a certain part of my body, or I may just feel this overall sense in my body. But there's this piece to it that it's an open-ended, like truthful investigation of how the body might perceive something.
Yes, and there's so much information there that we can tap into. And sometimes you can just maybe touch a body part, and like put your hands on your belly and ask yourself, what are you telling me today? Well, I really appreciate you being here today, and you've got so much to share, and I'm very excited you're going to be coming to Seattle to be at the Woman of Wisdom Conference.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I can't wait.
Okay, so thanks for being here today. I want to thank all my guests, Jesse Wolfram, Starfeather, and Sheila Kelly, for talking with us today. They will be sharing their gifts February 17th to the 21st in Seattle at the 19th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Read all about it at www.womenofwisdom.org. And I want you to know you can register for events individually, so you don't have to come for the whole weekend. You can come for whatever your schedule or whatever the amount of money you can afford to come, and just create your own experience. I'd like to leave you with a thought today: to look around your environment, clear the clutter so you can start a fresh new 2011. What do you want to focus on for 2011? Be aware of what your body is calling for, and be clear on what you intend for the coming year. This is Chris Stanis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, please go to my website, wisewomanpublishing.com. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, where you can experience the many voices of the divine feminine. You can purchase the book at www.womenofwisdom.org. You can also sign up for the newsletter, that same email, mailing website, www.womenofwisdom.org. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. Next week, I'll have more empowering women talking about their wisdom. Have a great Christmas holiday week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stanis.